Which one of us has got the better selection tonight?
The better taste in music in general.
Indeed.
Let's raise the ante here. Let's make this a personal thing.
Oh, I already did. The second we decided we were going to do this, it was personal.
Oh, good man.
It was on. But yeah, tweet us. I'm at Iron Man Mode. I-R-O-N, Man Mode, M-O-D-E. Like Depeche Mode, another great band.
Oh. Now, there's a choice.
Yeah. So what kind of flavour have you gone for?
I've gone for something more ambient, something a little bit more of a feeler.
Mm-hmm.
A grower, not a shower. I feel.
So these are songs that are initially going to absolutely underwhelm people and then grow on them later on through the week.
Oh no, grow on them as they listen throughout the song, I feel.
So these songs have got rubbish intros.
That's not.
They don't start off strong, but by the time you get to the second verse...
Two of these are my friends, now I'm going to look like an idiot, thank you. In which case, we're probably going to start off with one song that is not by a friend and hopefully forget the prior comments. The first song that I was going to bring to you is by my favourite band.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Could you hazard a guess at what that band might be?
I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark with Thrice.
And you would be correct, my friend.
Excellent. What is the name of the song?
Digital Sea.
Excellent tune. Oh, I do like that song.
It's
again,
phenomenal.
I like it at home.
I'd just like to suggest for any musicians at home that might be listening, feel free to tweet your music to me. I'm at... Raving Wild.
And slip him some money. The station manager's literally just left the room and he's not listening to us. So yeah, give us some money. We'll get you on the show.
Mate.
Yes.
He's going to listen back to this.
Don't send us some money. That's bribery. It was a joke.
But yes, the first song that I was going to say.
Oh, Graham. First tweet of the show.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Julia.
Oh, what does Julia have to say?
Oh, hello. Julia says, hey guys, sounds great. Raving Wild is a bit more quiet than at Iron Man Mode.
I can correct this immediately. Consider it done. Thank you, Julia, for letting me know. That's fantastic. It's our first show, I'd like to add. So if we have a few technical glitches, we will fast correct them. But bear with us if we do. Please let us know if anything's particularly wrong on your end.
Yeah, if there's any problems with the audio or the internet or the music volume, whatever, just, yeah, tweet on in. I let Graham kind of look after the mixing desk and everything this time round. I just turned up with a few songs written on a napkin and with chocolate on my trousers, I have just noticed. I had a donut when we were on the bus on the way over here. I've got chocolate all over these jeans.
That looked like a fantastic donut as well, I must admit.
Oh, it was rubbish.
Was it?
It wasn't good at all. It was stale, the chocolate was... just not the right consistency. Hmm. It tastes like, you know when you get those really cheap Easter eggs for Easter? Just like the £1 chocolate.
Yeah.
That's £1 chocolate. That's
90% saccharin.
Like.
Yeah.
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 You're feeling me.
I am feeling you. Feeling you very much.
So let's go on to Thrice, Digital C. Which album was this from? Tell us a little about this track and this band.
I believe this was from Vihaishu.
Bless you.
Thrice, they've been going for quite a number of years now, but they've just
finished,
should I say, yes. We went to see their last ever show in the UK, actually, funnily enough.
We did.
We
God,
did.
That was good.
It was an
really
amazing show.
That.
It really was. It was a fantastic show. Please do check them out. Their styles have changed dramatically since the beginning of their career. I've personally preferred their later stuff, but yeah, this track's from Vihaishu. It's a little bit different to what they normally do. It's more digitally orientated.
As you can guess from the title.
Yeah, would you believe?
And this is from their Water album. They did a concept album themed after the Four Elements, and this is the opening track from Water. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you. And that was Thrice, Digital Sea.
Oh, what a tune!
Were you happy with that selection?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, it was really good. So it's one of my favourite Thrice songs. I like the stuff off the Fire album that they did, which is a little heavier, a little grittier.
It is a bit, yeah. It does have more tone to it, more character. Well, not necessarily more character.
Fire one or the Water one?
I feel Water was more dynamic, actually. There's a lot more effects used. It was a lot more diverse. I
mean, of course, the more effects you use in a song, the better it is.
Not necessarily.
You know that.
Nah.
I've seen you perform live. You've got more pedals and stuff on the floor when you're playing guitar than I've had hot dinners.
Well, I nearly had to make a suit to stick more pedals on it because there wasn't enough
room
on the floor.
How was that going? Tell everyone about that, because this sounds like the most mental thing you've ever said.
Well, yeah, I was working on it, but unfortunately I ran out of funds due to various circumstances, so I couldn't continue working on it. But I was using a processor and a chaos pad, and I had to attach them inside a suit, and I had to wire it up. But I was also wiring it up through the processor, so I had different sensors on it, like a humidity sensor and a temperature sensor, so that I'd actually change like the wet and dry mix for the humidity, so it'd be like more wet or more dry depending on the room, and that's the temperature as well, depending on how hot the pickups were going to pick up on the guitar. I was trying to experiment with it, but I ran out of money, so I couldn't continue.
It's like Heston Blumenthal and Salvador Dali had a guitar playing child.
That Blumen Heston fall. I should definitely take that as a stage name.
Blumenhessenthal! Not you again with your crab-flavoured ice cream!
Okay.
No, good song, good song. I really like that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm going to play mine in a little bit. I'm going to save my, what I think is the best to last. Obviously, we'll let you guys at home be the judge of that. But the last song I've got, you won't believe they're an indie unsigned band. Honestly.
Curious. Okay.
But I'll save that to last.
Yeah, before we move on, should we perhaps play a little game?
Ooh, what's this? I'm nervous.
I want to play a game.
That's an excellent voice. Can you do a movie trailer?
Really?
Yeah. Do a movie trailer about this show right now.
Okay. Two hosts, six songs. Four deciding tracks. Zeke and Graham's Ultimate Mixtape, coming to you every Monday, 8 p.m.
Oh, five stars, says Empire Magazine. That was brilliant. I love that. What's this game?
Okay, it's a game of Would You Rather.
Oh, my favourite game.
I'm glad you feel this way about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've only got two that I particularly wanted to ask.
Okay.
And one that particularly confuses people.
What I think we should do, you lay these on me, right?
Yeah.
Then we'll go into my first selection.
Okay.
And the people at home can also think about which they would rather, and they can tweet their answers to me again at Iron Man Mode.
Fantastic.
So, I'm a little I don't know what to make of this, because you can be quite twisted sometimes.
Thanks.
That's all right, mate.
Cheers. Right, okay, so I have two. Should I ask one or both of them?
Do both of them. Do both.
Okay. First question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Oh, that's absolutely easy. I would much rather have... Oh, I'm not supposed to say, am I, until after the next chat. What's the second one? What's the second one?
Okay, think about that, though.
No, I don't actually... No. I don't even need to think about that. Of course I would rather have hands for feet.
Would you?
Yes!
You can walk anywhere.
Yes, I could. I wouldn't have to. I'd swing everywhere like Tarzan.
On what?
The vines that grow in and around Aylesbury. I don't know.
A concrete jungle, eh?
It wouldn't matter. I'd kind of run on all fours, like a demented hand dog.
You say that. Can you do a handstand?
I don't think I've ever tried.
Well,
should we try it now? Shall I try doing a handstand? I've never... Right, hang on.
Okay, yeah, all right. Get your camera up on your phone. We're going to tweet this out. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
we're going to tweet out the picture of Zeke trying and probably failing, let's
be
fair.
You're about to hear a man break his neck live on air. Right. Where are we doing it? Shall I do it against that glass window? No.
I was going to say, if you did that, it would probably only be Graham's ultimate mixtape.
Can I do it against the wall? Is that plasterboard? I'm going to go through it. No, that's solid as a rock, that is. Right.
It's not solid, mate. I don't know. All right, go on. Give it a shot.
I just tripped over time.
Well, this is good. We're getting some good pictures anyway. We'll put these out immediately afterwards.
My change is going to go over. Hang on.
I think your change is the least of your concerns right now, my friend. Okay, here we go.
Is it silly that I'm nervous?
Nervous of doing a handstand. So this is our first radio show, and you're telling me that you're concerned about trying to do some acrobatics.
I wasn't expecting this today.
Neither was I.
Right,
here we go.
How far away from the wall do I need to stand? Shall I just launch myself?
What, at the wall?
Yeah, do I agree with
myself? Just launch myself at the wall. However you feel best.
Enough deliberate. Let me move that chair. Right, okay.
I've never done a handstand.
Nope.
Right, go on. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you we're getting some amazing pictures here.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Okay, so let's reevaluate this question.
Was I even close?
No. How do you feel then? Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet?
I'm exhausted. I'm sticking with my answer.
You really are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the next question that I have for you.
Go for it.
And we can't test this one out.
Right.
We're worried if we could. Would you rather, if every time you blinked, you disappeared to a remote location?
Ooh, okay.
Until the next time you blinked, at which point you would reappear in another location? Or every time you use your left hand, you changed into somebody else?
If... Let's just set up the rules before we play the next song. If I use my...
Left hand.
You
will become somebody else.
Right.
You don't even have
any... Can I ever get back to being me, do you reckon?
Maybe if you use your left hand enough, you might turn back into you. It's like Quantum Leap with a hand.
I'm not even going to ask what qualifies as using my left hand. Every time I blink, I go to a random location. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that some thought. That's a tough one.
Okay.
In the meantime... let me find a little track here. This is a chap who... He's got a new EP out called Let It Go. He's either trying to ride on the coattails of an overrated Disney film, or he is just the unfortunate victim of releasing his EP and naming it too early. I bet that's a nightmare to find the search results. Anyway, this song is terrific, and you should look him up. He's called James Bay, B-A-Y.
I know James Bay.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, we've met.
Have you really?
Yes.
Well, isn't that a coinky dink? This song is called Hear From Your Heart. Sorry, no, it's not. It's called Hear Your Heart. This is amazing. Every time you turn the mic on, the iPad stops working.
That's curious.
Between the streets.
Have you got it now?
Before the night, I found you all alone. Shaking tired, looking lost, I came to take you home. and we walk in silence, side by side. And I just wanna lay you down, your burdens all over you. And I don't need your deepest secrets whispered in my ear, 'cause I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart. The window's cold against your head, and outside's just a blur. I pull you close, you close your eyes, and we don't say a word. We got to keep rolling, rolling. Just wanna lay you down, your burdens, all your fears. Don't need your deepest secrets whispered in my ear, 'cause I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart. Walk in silence, side by side. And I just wanna lay you down, your burdens, all your fears. And I don't need your deepest secrets whispered in my ear, 'cause I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart.
All right, mate.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
Absolutely phenomenal. I love a good bit of acoustic music.
Oh, I know you do.
Yeah, I'm very much a fan. I thought it was quite intricate, actually, as well.
And his vocals soaring.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
There were rises, there were falls.
The middles were right in the middle.
The middles
were... The highs were high, the lows,
the lows
were lows.
And the middles.
And that guitar just sounded like a guitar.
As far as guitars go... That was the most guitar-like guitar.
It's just guitar-y, wasn't it?
It was.
And singy. Singy and guitar-y. Loved it.
Yeah,
what do you think of that at home? Like I say, this is all on SoundCloud, so do check out James Bay. He's got a new EP out called Let It Go, and I, for one, I've listened to it all the way through. I think it is marvellous.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic that was.
Graham. Really enjoyed it.
Yes.
To answer your question,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with a hand...
With what? Hands
sorry.
For feet.
No.
Sorry.
With the other would you rather, yep. Using my hand every time changes me into a different person.
Okay.
Because it might shake up my day a bit, it might be more interesting, and I can control that a bit better. I can choose not to use my left hand, and I'm sure I'd get used to that.
Let me change the stakes then. What if every time you changed into a different person, you were not aware of your condition, nor being a different person prior to that?
That would effectively be death.
No, it wouldn't.
Really? Well, it would.
You might change back.
That's effectively dying.
It isn't. That's a bit morbid, really, isn't it?
Well, we just brought the tone down slightly on Radio Black Frog. That's a strange... I'm going to lay in bed tonight thinking about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably losing sleep as well.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I want to test you.
Okay.
I want to test your psychic abilities, Graham.
Sure.
I've got a magazine here.
Okay.
Called Chat, It's Fate. It's if you follow me on Twitter, you might have seen the cover of this magazine, tweeted it out earlier.
Right.
Just to give you a little flavour of what this magazine is about. Do they have, like, women's magazines in all parts of the world?
I haven't been to all parts of the world. If I blink enough, maybe
Well, let me just read the headlines. I'm sure you'll get the idea from this. Saved from Sex with Swingers by My Spirit Guide. Graham, reactions to that headline?
Who was that? Who was that headline from?
I'll tell you who that's from in a bit. Do you want the name? Do you want that story?
No.
Because I'll give you the name and location to this one, because I think you do have psychic abilities. It's interesting that you jumped on that one. This story, and I am going to read her name out. If you're stupid enough to write into a magazine like this, I am going to name you and shame you live on it. This is by Angela Grace from Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't know her, do you?
No.
All right.
Seriously, I hope I don't meet her now.
Shall I give you the it's so long. It's like 1,000 words longer than it needs to be. And it's only 990 words.
A brief overview, right?
So this is dubbed True Life, Saved by Spirit. So this is fact, Graham. You can take this one to the bank, yeah?
Okay, brilliant.
So she's in holiday in Cornwall with her husband, I guess.
Is she following me?
This was in 1994.
Oh, okay.
So it was quite recent. I'm sure she recollects the details very, very strongly, right?
Yeah.
So 1994, she's on holiday in Cornwall with her husband, Pete. Now, Pete and Angela,
mm-hmm.
They start chatting to a couple.
Right.
Okay. Do you like where this is going?
Not particularly. Go on.
And they're lovely and everything. And the couple say, oh, come back to our holiday home. And we've got a holiday home here. Come check it out. It'd be lovely. We'll have a few drinks and whatnot. All right. So right. Angela thinks, this is a bit dodgy. Is this kind of... No, I'm sure it's fine. That's okay. They're nice people. Let's just go off for them. Okay. All right. So far, so good. When they get there, I'll give you a guided tour, Steve told Pete. They disappeared. Jenny and I stood at a window overlooking the harbour. Steve likes watching me have sex with other men, she announced to me suddenly.
Oh.
I was horrified. That's not right, I blurted out. You can't stay with someone who does that to you. Jenny, this other couple, the wife and the other couple, gives her a sharp look and disappears off somewhere.
Okay,
right? So at this point, you're kind of uncomfortable. You're like, oh, I've walked into a situation here.
Yeah.
Jenny gave me a sharp look, left the thingy, Bob. Then what happens? Then Steve walks in, this other bloke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And handed me a can of lager. It had already been opened, the ring pull removed. All right, so she obviously noticed that detail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He sat down beside me as I took a sip. Guess what he said next, Graham?
Do I have to?
Mm-hmm.
How's your lager?
Nope, he says, I'm a very cruel man. Now,
that's
this is where things get interesting. At this point, common sense would dictate get out of the house, right? A chill ran down my spine. Suddenly, I felt a blow to the back of my head, as if an invisible hand had whacked me. Get out now, a voice yelled in my ear. I knew... That is what's known as your conscience. I knew I had to obey. I leapt up, bolted out the door. Where was Pete? I ran up a flight of stairs, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Pete is off with this other woman, kind of getting... Giggity, giggity, right?
Right.
And then, anyway, she leaves. It turns out she had been drugged.
Yeah.
So she's tripping out. She gets back to her place. She's tripping out on the bed. She sees a vision of a Chinese man and says, oh, you're the guy that taught me to leave the house. And he goes, yeah, of course. Anyway, she comes to after this drugged up stupor and decides that that's her spirit guide. And she has since gone into being a spirit medium and whatnot.
Ah, well.
So now she's a psychic medium and Reiki healer. And her oriental protector, who she saw when she was in a drugged up state, is her medium, her spirit guide.
Ah, well,
there you go. That's unexplainable, isn't it, Graham?
Yeah, we have it, chaps. That's
unexplainable.
That's baffling.
Next song. What's baffling. The next song?
Right, it's by a friend of mine called Sam Hansen.
You've mentioned Sam before.
Yes,
I feel.
We have the same guitar, and he's absolutely phenomenal. Amazing musician. I do have it up on the computer, so...
I've got it here, what's the name of the song that you're after?
It's called Two Ways.
It's not Sam Hansen in Auckland, New Zealand?
No.
Well, you got a free plug, Sam. Madison, United States?
I've also I've got my friends, they're going to be on later on, Sim Fiction. They're raising
excellent.
Some funds for themselves, for their Kickstarter project, which is to record their next couple of songs, which are going to be absolutely cracking. I've heard them.
Superb.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm struggling to find him here. Do you want to plug him in over there?
Yeah, of course.
Wicked.
No problem.
In the meantime, while you're doing that, I will also point out that Black Frog has got The Two Strokes, a night with the best bands in town. The Two Strokes is playing at the Snooker Club in Tame, and that's on the 2nd of August.
Fantastic.
So head on down to that. Yeah, 2nd of August, doors are open at 7:45. It'll be £6 entry, but I tell you what, Graham, it's so worth it.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Right, shall we...
Yeah, go for it. Sam Handsome.
Sam Handsome. He is remarkably handsome, actually. It's
quite... Why don't you marry him? Tell you what, I love the way he added that crackle effect to the track to make it sound like a vinyl record from the 1870s.
Nothing to do with my technical ability with a mixing desk at all.
Always blames his tools. No, it's a good song. If you want to listen to it properly yourself, look him up. What's his SoundCloud username? Because I struggle to find him.
It's Sam2.
Sam2.
Literally the second Sam on SoundCloud, it would appear.
Ah, well, obviously I'm rubbish at locating Sam Hansoms on YouTube. YouTube, SoundCloud. Anyway.
Yeah, I do apologise about that. Unfortunately, we just have a slight issue with the stream.
One thing I want to do, Graham, before we... I don't think we're going to get time for three songs each. I think we should, in a minute, I'll play my second tune, which is The Big Guns. So these are, this is the song I've been wanting to play all week to you. And I've had it on repeat all week, so okay. Look forward to that. Firstly, from Chat, It's Life. Sorry, Chat, It's Fate. Get it right, Zeke. this is serious stuff. I'm going to give you... you know, you could use some more money, couldn't you? Everyone could.
Yeah, who couldn't?
Do you want to hear a winning tip?
Okay, go on.
All right. A few years ago, I read about a spell to draw money to you. I was struggling financially and desperate for that to change. I put a few coins, a magnet, and a red ribbon in a jar. I then repeated a chant 3 times while shaking the jar. Do you want to hear the chant? Memorize this, it's quite useful.
Okay.
Angel of money, hear my plea, I said. The money I need is for good and not for greed, so mote it be. That night... Right, you're never going to believe what
go
happened.
Go on, go on.
That night...
Right.
She only went and won the bloody lottery.
You kidding?
£10, mate.
Serious?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, £10 a lottery.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Don't use that for greed. Don't use that tenner for the powers of evil.
Well, she didn't. She goes on to say what she used the money from. But that's not all.
Right.
After that, I did the spell whenever I had cash flow issues and always found money coming my way. Sometimes she found a fiver or a tenner note lying on the pavement. Other times she'd win a small amount on the lottery.
Wow.
There's a problem, though. If you're short of money, stop playing the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Saying that, I did hear about a couple. Mm-hmm. They didn't have £2 for their Euro Millions, and you can see where this is going. Obviously, they didn't put the ticket on, they would have won, but it happened to be 95 million. It reached the paper.
There was a guy in Hungary that won, like a homeless guy, that won the lottery with like his last pound or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did really good with it, though. He went off and used it to... I think he set up like an alcoholics center because it's something he struggled with. Yeah, no, he really used it for the powers of good.
Excellent.
Do you want to hear what Lynn Kilpatrick, 46, from Liverpool, uses her money for?
What?
Once, when I fancied buying some Doreen Virtue Angel cards, I don't know, it doesn't clarify. I did the spell and won £10 on the lottery. She's mad about the lottery, isn't she?
Yeah, just a tad.
Yeah. And she's now a certified psychic medium. So like it's official now, right?
Right.
And certified angel card reader, thanks to the spell that I read years ago.
Huh.
Reactions to that?
And that's about it.
I just sprayed water all over the
desk. You just had a similar reaction to my reaction.
Oh, I've covered my magazine in water now. I want to read this later. Finally, can we test your...
life advice.
I want to test your dream reading skills. Can you help these people out? They've had some weird dreams, Graham.
Yeah, of course.
Can you sort them out?
I could try. I mean, I don't profess to be an expert.
Oh, don't put yourself down, mate.
Well, yeah, just be modest.
No, don't put yourself down. You need to get on... need to get on one of these 090 numbers and charge 36 quid a minute. Let me just find these readers' dreams. They're fantastic. All right, here we go. All right, I just want to know what you would say to these people. So, this is from Tom, 48, in Nottingham.
Oh, right, okay.
A few nights ago, I dreamt I was repairing an old ship covered in rust. I was trying to make her seaworthy so I could go on a voyage around the world or sell her for a handsome profit. What can this mean?
Get some WD-40.
It's not a real ship. This was in his dream.
And get some mental WD-40.
And lube
and
his dreams
up. Unrust that mind.
So is that what you think of me? You think he's...
No, realistically.
Realistically. Let's be serious. Tom, 48, from Nottingham, is having issues
with
his dream.
You know, we've really got to get to the root of this problem. Tom, I think what you need to do, mate... is spread your wings and fly. Maybe go travelling. See some different places, mate. Don't buy dodgy boats.
What do you think's going on in his life right now, based on that?
I'd say perhaps he's stuck in a rut. He's probably quite bored with the same routine.
Yeah,
aren't you, Tom? Aren't you, mate?
Dear Tom writes... Roy DeLune, Night Guru. I'm sorry. I will point out, I'm not mocking the people that write into these stupid magazines. I'm mocking the whole magazine itself. I just think the people that put this on are absolute lovely professional people. Roy DeLune, Night Guru, writes, "You're doing personal self-renovation at the moment. Not that you see yourself quite emotionally dilapidated as your ship, but you're going through some trying times. You know subconsciously that if you can be resilient, you'd better be equipped to deal with what comes your way. You're getting ready." All right.
It'll have to be.
One more quick one?
Yeah, far away.
Dear Roy DeLune, in my dream... Sorry, just to clarify, this is Jackie, 27, from Oldham. In my dream, my son and I were on a bus sitting near three boys who threw a lit cigarette at us. I had a go at them. My uncle arrived and he said he was impressed. What do you think is going on in her life right now?
So hold on, her uncle threw a lit cigarette
at her. No.
Oh, sorry.
Listening is one of the skills of a professional medium.
No.
No, she's on the bus with her son.
Right.
Some youths
yes.
threw a lit cigarette at her
oh.
in the dream, and she got up, had a go at them, and then, I don't know why, her uncle turned up and said, good job.
Perhaps she's worried that her son is going to become a delinquent, and in nipping the bud now, she can perhaps divert the horrors that could be from teenage years. The horrors that could be.
The horrors that could be. That's what they should just name this magazine, The Horrors That
the
Could
horrors
Be.
The Horrors That Could Be. I'd read that.
Well, other stories on the cover include I Got My Baby by Magic.
Syla.
if you're not in the know, Syla is a magician on Dream Chasers. You do the thing.
Syla is a magician on dreamchaserentertainment.co.uk.
That's what I said.
And that's what you tried to say. He's a magician on dreamchaser-entertainment.co.uk. He's one of the non-musical acts, but is indeed a fantastic musician.
He's
Please do check him
amazing.
Out.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. I met him actually in this room a couple of weeks back.
I bet he knows a few magic money spells.
He got that lady pregnant with magic.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I Got My Baby by Magic. No, someone needs to give her the talk. Anyway, so back to Jackie, 27, from Oldham. Oh, does it even matter? It doesn't matter, does it?
Doesn't it doesn't matter, no.
Load of rubbish. Shall I play my final song of the evening?
I would love to, and then I have a couple of things I'd like to mention.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Let's go into this. Like I say, indie, just brilliant. Like, really, really good. I'm going to shut up in a minute and just play the song. But imagine... Pat Benatar mm-hmm. on vocals.
Right.
Teamed up with Audioslave and produced by Jack White. It's something like
okay,
that. I mean,
right?
Seriously, this is going to knock your socks off. Your socks are going to fly into your sock drawer and then those socks are going to fall out.
Curious.
You ready for this?
Yes.
This is Dorothy, After Midnight.
Oh, after midnight. Tell me my soul is alive.
what did you think of that?
Wow.
You should check out the music video as well. That song was Dorothy, After Midnight. The music video is cool, man.
The song's cool.
She's not an unattractive lady. In fact, she looks like Angelina Jolie, except she's like wearing a Metallica t-shirt, which is, you know, a winner in my book.
Yeah.
And the music video is just really lo-fi, and it's just, amazing.
That's awesome.
They're going places, aren't they?
I should certainly hope so. I really do. Yes. That was such a grimy, bassy, just amazing track.
Brilliant,
really well
it?
Produced.
I thought you would like that.
Yeah,
like
really
that.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's what song I've had on repeat for the last week, so... Yeah, check those out. They're on SoundCloud. They're online. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Fantastic. Absolutely amazing. There is one thing that I would like to add.
Is that your phone, Rick?
It is.
Do you want to answer it?
I would, but it's all the way over the other side of the room. So never mind. We're going to forget about that. Yeah, ladies and gents, there's just a couple of little things that I'd like to add.
Please go on to... I cannot believe you left your phone.
Yeah, neither can I. I'm just kind of a bit embarrassed right now. what we're going to do is I'm just going to announce a couple of little things in the upcoming area.
Go for it.
As I mentioned earlier, Sin Fiction are a local band. They're currently trying to raise funds for their Kickstarter project to record two more songs.
Good.
Are you familiar with their work?
I am. I think they're excellent.
Yeah, they're fantastic lads as well. Really great guys. So please do check them out. They're on Facebook, and I believe they probably have their campaign posted up on there. So as I said, do check them out. Amazing stuff. Really great lads. Yeah, definitely worth a listen. And they could really do with your help.
What else is going on?
We've got you on. You're going to be on Platform to Perform, aren't you?
Oh, I am, this Saturday.
Yes, with Dream Chaser Entertainment.
This Saturday. What date is that for the people listening on Catch Up?
That is the 23rd. Yeah, it must be. No,
I don't know.
23rd.
It's the 15th today.
Yeah,
you just work it back. Whatever the next set is. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to be doing some stand-up comedy, and then introducing our musical guest for the evening, and they're going to play some superb music, and then we'll sit down and have a little kind of Letterman-style chat. Then they'll finish off their set, and then another band will come on. It's usually a really good night, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic night.
We're going to have some brilliant guests. Do you know who the guest is next Saturday?
Offhand, haven't checked yet.
I don't either, but they will be good because the guys that Dream Chaser Entertainment send our way always are, aren't they?
Yeah, they're there's a great array and selection of guys over there. So that'll be down at Shoot Pool, Aylesbury.
Oh yeah, the location's important as well.
Yeah, it's behind HSBC Bank in the Market Square. So
it is, and I'm sure I'll pop it on YouTube afterwards for the people that miss it. Check me out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Check me out. You know what? I got 800 subscribers today.
Did you really?
Not in one day.
No,
total. But no one's got that many subscribers on YouTube. I'm like number one at the moment.
What do you mean?
Like 800 subscribers.
There must be more channels.
No. There's only like a 6 or 7 channels on YouTube, and I've got the top. By a yard mile, I think.
That's
so
curious.
Anyway, yeah, check that out. It's Who Killed Zeke Idden, ZekeIdon. And yeah, if you want to see comedy and other stuff, that is all on there.
And if you'd like to listen to some original music by one of your hosts, it's www.ravingwild.co.uk. I've just got myself signed as well by a record label, which I will disclose more about online.
Yeah, we'll talk about
now
that.
Now's not the place, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit more later. Yeah. Coming up next, we've got the Chambers and Parsons Show.
Woo!
Whoop!
Yeah!
Yeah!
So please do hang around, keep tuned in, and check these guys out, because they're absolutely fantastic. Really great stuff coming up for you guys, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah, more good music. It's kind of play a lot of modern hits, don't they?
Yeah.
James and Parsons.
Yeah.
They do. I shamelessly ripped them off earlier with the advice column thing, because they do an actual advice column. People tweet on in at them, and they take real-life questions. A couple of weeks ago, Parsons broke up a relationship.
Yeah, but at least he didn't do it under the guise of a night guru.
Oh, you know he is a night guru, though.
When he leaves the station,
he gets his little outfit on, goes out night guruing, breaking up relationships.
Night guru wearing, like, you know, pajamas, like blue pajamas with white stars and moons on it, sitting on a cloud.
Or a pajama onesie with a sock sewn on.
Long johns. Probably with flaps.
Ever owned a pair of long johns?
No.
I am just filling time till I get here. Ever been to France?
Yes.
Have you ever eaten an Oreo in one go?
Yes.
Oh. You surprise me. You're a man of many depths and levels.
I didn't go to France to eat the Oreo. Should I add? They're not in any way connected.
Well, they're not, because they're made in the US.
No. Have you ever done a handstand?
Circling it all back. Yes. To the beginning of the show.
Bringing it all back.
Just while we're waiting for that, you've got a gig tomorrow, haven't you?
Do I?
Don't you?
What?
You've got a gig in London,
haven't
you?
Oh, yes. Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, don't forget that,
I forgot
that,
what
mate.
Day it was. Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow it's at the Underbelly in Shoreditch. It's not as scary as it sounds. And it's going
to
be...
Don't say it's not as scary as it sounds. You're terrified. We're on the way over here to do the show, and he was like, it sounds really scary.
And I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Have you played in London before? No, you have. Yeah. You played once in Brixton, didn't you?
I played a few different places as well, but played in the old Underground, actually.
That sounds more terrifying. Were there skeletons?
No, there weren't skeletons. There was just...
Cobwebs.
Just cobwebs and a bar. And a me.
And no audience.
And no audience. Just me in a bar.
Just you in a disused subway station.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if... Yeah, it wasn't even a gig location. Literally just found my way into some underground bunker.
There's a man on the tracks. Can we please go and investigate the man with a guitar on the tracks in between Shoreditch?
Yeah! but no, in reality, please do check out the bands that are playing tomorrow at the...
Who was playing? You're playing? Are you headlining?
No. No, it's Casual Panic. They're headlining.
You're looking at me like I...
There's nothing casual about them. They're amazing. Okay. Definitely check them out. Will
do.
Very upbeat. Very, very lively as well. Live. Mm-hmm. Saw them very recently over in the Crawford Arms in Wolverton. High Tide. We seem to be...
Oh, High Tide. Yeah.
Yeah, really good lads. Really nice lads. Quite young. They've got such a future ahead of them. And they're doing amazingly already.
They sure are, Graham.
Yeah, there's Magpies and Vagabonds as well. I haven't had the chance to actually chat to those guys yet, but I'm told they're absolutely fantastic. We'll catch up with those tomorrow, and I'll let you know how that goes. And there's the Raquettes as well. You're familiar with those guys.
The Raquettes?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were still together.
They have formed again to perform tomorrow.
Original lineup.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, they're going to be back.
That's always a good night when the Raquettes are playing.
Yes.
Always a party.
There's a party, all right.
Tell you what, I've got a hangover just thinking about how much of a party that's going to be later.
Actually, yeah, it was in the Brixton Jam, which is just outside the Academy.
If you're an American listener, that's jelly.
We went upstairs to the back room and just chilled out with the Mystery Jets, and that was cool.
Ooh. With your little VIP backstage pass.
Well, I kind of got a bit. I was a synth player. But, yeah.
What? I did not know this. You don't play the synth.
I did for them.
Did you?
Yeah. Only for that one show, but yeah.
You can't play the synth.
Yeah, I can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Since when? I've never seen you touch
since
a synth.
When?
That's the kind of comedy you can expect next time when you tune in Radio Black Frog. Or don't.
Right, should we close with a track? Would you reckon?
I think we should.
So on that note, I'd just like to thank everybody and all the artists for playing on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're one of the artists we've featured today, get in touch, because we want to give you an internet high five.
Yes. So please do catch us on Twitter. If you have any more music you'd like to send in or suggest more music, it's either at Iron Man Mode or at Raving Wild. Feel free to get in touch, and we'll consider your track.
Yeah, I guess that's about it, Graham.
I think it is.
We'll catch everyone this time next week between 8 and 9 p.m. BST on a Tuesday night. What does BST stand for?
British Summer Time.
Bargy Sexy Time. We will see you... won't see you on the radio. You'll hear us then.
Take care for now.
Cheerio.
Which is the song?
This song, again, James Bay. Fantastic. Let's play the title track from his latest EP. Let's play Let It Go.
With you, from nervous touch and getting drunk, just staying up and waking up with you. Now we're sleeping at the edge, holding something we don't need. All this delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go.